Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. I'm on podcasts as well. Apple Music, Spotify, you know where to find me. Anchor, you know. If this is your first time seeing my face, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder. And also in the process of doing that, get more people into therapy, if possible. I got a couple in there. I got a couple people in therapy. And validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about a narcissist and emotional manipulation. And the one we're going to be focusing on today is the unaliving of oneself, the threat to unalive oneself. And I know everybody going to ask, what do you mean by unalive? It rhymes with slew or slide. You know what I mean? Well, if you say that word, people, you know, they ban videos and stuff for saying that word. So we say unalive. So emotional manipulation, from my understanding, is when a narcissist or toxic person or just anybody in general plays on your emotions to manipulate you. Simple. They use your emotions to manipulate you. They use their emotions to manipulate you and to get you to do whatever they want. And a lot of times, narcissistic people or toxic people in general, because I know everybody's not a narcissist. Like, Lee, that could be anybody. That doesn't have to be a narcissist. You know, I'm not a narcissist and I do that. Or are you? I'm just joking. I know everybody is not a narcissist, y'all. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, when a narcissist uses your emotions to play on you. So when a narcissistic person or toxic person or whatever uses your emotions, like, they would literally threaten to unalive themselves because you leave them. Typically, a narcissist or toxic person, whatnot, I'm just saying narcissist, will use their emotions like you threaten to leave them or you actually do leave them. Or they can sense that your energy is getting to the point where you're going to leave them. Or you're taking the proactive steps to leave them or separate from them and things like that. They'll threaten that. And this doesn't have to be a boyfriend or girlfriend, husband, wife, or whatever. This can be your kids. This can be your mama and daddy. This can be your grandpa, your uncle, your best friend, your homeboy, your college roommate, anybody. Emotional manipulation runs deep. It doesn't have just a set form, you know. And they'll just threaten, like, hey, babe, we need to break up. You know you're all I have, though, right? You're going to leave me? You're all I have. I have nothing else to live for. They'll say it like that. I have nothing else to live for. Live for? What do you mean live for? Nothing. There's no point in me being alive anymore. If you're going to do this, you're going to leave me for cheating on you. You're going to leave me for hitting you. You're going to leave me for being a terrible person to you. You're going to abandon me just like everybody else. You're going to abandon me. You're going to abandon me. I'm going to unalive myself. You see how the voice changes, the inflections, because they want to put a point. They want to put an emphasis on the unaliving of oneself. And I hate, like, look, y'all. This need to be taught in school, because young people get hit with it more than older folks. You mean 15, 16-year-old girl dealing with her possible narcissistic teenage boyfriend or whatever, and they threaten to unalive themselves because she broke up with him in science class with a note. She sends a note. It's over. He sends a note back. I know. I'm going to just give me a noose or whatever. I can't wait to get home and get my dad's nine and put it in my mouth and pull the trigger. Stuff like that. You don't want to have to deal with that, man. That's why, like, I really hate the emotional manipulation. That's what, like, people ask, like, Lee, what triggers you? When I'm doing a one-on-one with somebody and that term comes up, it's like, well, I was out of it a couple years ago, but then they started sending me all these cryptic messages saying they were going to unalive themselves. And I just, you know, I'm an empath. So I felt I had to jump into action. And I went back to them and we had two more terrible years together. And guess what happened? What? They left me. Of course. They were using you. And people are going to ask, how do you handle the situation? What if they're really serious? This is not your problem then. Like, your action should be to, like, okay, if you're going to unalive yourself, I'm going to call the mental health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Health hotline or the police or get somebody out there. And I guarantee it. Like, you, a lot of people will watch this video and they'll comment in the comment section like, just leave. Just leave anyway. Because just leave anyway. And call the police. And just say, I'll call the police for you. I'll call the mental health hotline. I'm not staying here anymore. I'm not letting you use that against me anymore to keep me hostage in this house. Because that's what you're doing. To keep me hostage in this, whatever relationship type this is, whatever kind of relationship dynamic we have, you're keeping me hostage in it right now by saying you're going to unalive yourself. So I'm going to call the correct authorities, and I'm going to make sure that they come help you out. And typically, they're like, no, don't call anybody. Don't call anybody. No, don't call anybody. People, that's typically how they react. You should, like I said, you should leave. Definitely get your stuff together, put your shoes and clothes on, and hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. And because like a lot of people was like, yeah, they threatened to unalive themselves. And guess what? 3 years later, they're still here with a new supply treating them terribly. Don't say, you see it in the comment section. Go read the comment section right now. Pause. Go read the comment section. If you're not early, if you're early, don't read the comment section. You have to leave the comment. But if this is, you know, today is the 19th. So if you listen to this on the 20th or 21st, go look at the comment section. If you listen to this on August 19th, you're probably first. Don't go to the comment section because you're gonna have to be one to leave the comment to support me. But yeah, let's just say you think that they are serious. Okay, leave anyway because like if somebody threatens to unalive themselves, that means they have no disdain for life. Let's just say you take them seriously. Leave anyway because guess what? If they unalive themselves, do you think they have any kind of regard for you? That's why sometimes you hear the herder suicides a lot of times. Like they off somebody else and then they unalive themselves. Leave anyway because they have no remorse for you, regard for you or your existence, your life force, your strength, your power, your dignity. No, anything. Your life doesn't mean anything to them. If they can say they're going to unalive themselves, they'll take yours too. They'll take the kids too. Look at your boy. What's your man's name? Can't think of his name. The dude that, you know, what's Buddy's name? Y'all know what I'm talking about. The dude that got his wife and kids and threw him and buried him. I don't know exactly what I'm talking about. She was from North Carolina. Chris Watts. I think his name was Chris Watts. Or whatever. You see what he did? But he didn't off himself. He hurted his family. Psychotic break. Leave anyway. Stop holding on to these relationships because they're going to unalive themselves. Get deeper into the relationship. It don't connect you more. It doesn't make you a better person to stay in a relationship with three more extra years. You know what I mean? I'm a supernova empath, so I had to go help them. I had to stay with them for 5 extra years to waste my time. And people look at you like, well, dang, I would have left. You know, and like I said, just like, I still would have left. I'm a supernova empath as well, and I left. I heard that same statement, and I left. Yeah. That's what you got to do. Like, don't let anybody use their emotions or let somebody use the threat of taking their own selves away, sending themselves to outer space. Don't let them use that threat to keep you stationary, to keep you docile, and to keep you perpetually unhappy in a domestic cycle of abuse and things of that nature. That's one of my triggers. I know you like call the police, call the hotline, the help hotline. Or, you know, call the mental health hotline, call somebody, just get out of there. Because like I said, if they do it to themselves, they will do it to you. And guess what? Your life does matter. Please. Goodness gracious. Anyway, y'all, I got to cut this thing short. I know I was like, it's only 8 minutes, Lee. But look, I got to cut this thing short. I will do a longer episode. Wait. Today's the 100th episode. This is my 100th episode. I forgot. Episode 100 of The Narcissist Code. I hope y'all didn't click off yet. Look, 100 episodes of The Narcissist Code, y'all. How we get here? 100 episodes of The Narcissist Code. I'm true, like y'all. I didn't expect to reach this point until like next year because I was only doing like one every couple of days. I'm doing one a day. And y'all, 100th episode, like we did. Like y'all, I'm so thankful for y'all. Y'all don't know.